Mowing is quite the chore when you live on several acres. Most of our acreage is forest, but there are still several acres that need to be mowed. It requires a chunk of time to knock it all out. Typically, I don't mind this chore. It's a great chance to listen to a book, podcast, or other teaching while driving around the yard on the mower. Other times, however, I just don't have the time, and it becomes a nagging source of stress. I remember one time in particular when I wasn't sure how I'd get to the mowing. As I drove home, I saw someone mowing our property. It was our neighbor's dad, Jim. He would come to visit from time to time. He has some health issues, which restricts most activities. One thing he could do, and loved to do, was mow. That day, Jim had mowed his daughter's yard and then started right into our yard. He spent his entire day mowing. I was so excited and thankful. That night, I baked a pie for Jim. Have you ever been so thankful you just had to do something? What are some ways you have demonstrated your thanks? Some people give hugs or maybe a warm handshake. Others write and even make thank you cards. There's also treating someone to a meal or whipping up a tasty treat. There are many ways to show thanks. What do all these methods have in common? They all involve the use of your hands. Hand, in Hebrew, is yad. Plug that away in your memory bank. We'll come back to it later. This being Thanksgiving week, I wanted to look into thanks and Thanksgiving in the Bible, specifically in the Old Testament as I'm learning Hebrew. What I found puzzled me. Verse after verse, I ran into a word for thanks that means to throw or cast. That didn't seem right. How does throwing something have anything to do with giving thanks? I decided to look into the word itself. The root word is yada. It is often translated as giving thanks or praise or confessing. Can you hear the word hand, yad, is part of this verb, yada? Next, I had to try it out. Maybe by experiencing this, I could make connections between throwing and giving thanks. You can try this too. Actually, you really should give it a try. We'll look odd together. This is what I did. While thinking thankful thoughts, I put my hands somewhat behind my head and thrust them up and forward over my head with my hands ending raised and opened. Wow! It is an action of worship and adoration. It fits giving thanks perfectly. I must admit, I did this several times and also began jumping up and down in thanks. It was the natural progression of my spontaneous personal thanks session with God. In America, our time of Thanksgiving leads into the Advent season. Well, did I find something exciting that ties into that idea? Before I share, I need to explain something so that you can see it too. There isn't a J sound in Hebrew. The J is a Y sound in Hebrew. Jesus is Yeshua. Jerusalem is Yerushalayim, and so on. Okay, so now back to Advent. The Gospels of Matthew and Luke share the most about Jesus' birth, including genealogies. From which of the 12 tribes did Jesus descend? Judah. Judah in English is Yehuda in Hebrew. Yehuda, Yada. Yehuda sounds a lot like Yada. Can you hear it? The name Judah is actually a play on the Hebrew verb yada. Look back with me when Judah was born in Genesis 29:35. Leah conceived again, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, "This time I will praise the Lord." So she named him Judah. Then she stopped having children. How appropriate that our Savior would come from the tribe named for thanks and praise. It makes me want to throw my hands in the air. Wow, I love finding all these little details that demonstrate the planning and great love of the Father. May this week be a week of great thanksgiving, one that leads you to be so thankful, you just have to use your hands. And maybe jump a bit too. At the end of the post, there are 6 verses that use this verb, yada. Check it out.